It's going to have you look at the size of the virtual memory, and you're going to be able to look at that. And it's going to ask you what driver label contains the paging file. Answer that question. You're going to pretend to type in
Once
the
top of
number
the
of the
bottom B
recommended
drive is not
size.
farther down or farther far enough down.
No, it doesn't matter. You're just basically, if you don't have a virtual machine to actually do this on, you're going to pretend.
It is pretty cool to actually do it, though.
No, but mine's
Oh,
talking about a hard drive. Am I on the wrong?
no, you're on the right
Hello,
one.
what are we doing?
No, you
It's
should be
say
on the
we're
right
playing
one.
with something called 12.2.4 that you actually. I don't know if you did this.
You probably didn't have to
Doesn't that
do this
sound
one.
familiar?
It's a
It
five
was
port
unbelievably
customizer in
complex.
hugeness.
Okay,
It
it does talk
probably
about a
wasn't
hard
something.
drive. Yeah. It talks about a secondary hard drive that you supposedly installed. None of you have, so you can either use the VM, which has unallocated space and is ready for you to actually do these hard drive installation or supposed hard drive installation and stuff labs, or you can not.
Hey, Drew.
Yes.
When we
The only
split
thing with this.
off into when we split off, no, Ryan's already doing it. I was gonna say we could have Drew make a Windows 7 recording
Brian's
too
leaving.
and make
Brian's
him
going with
useful.
me, and so is Drew, actually, because he's a
Oh,
Windows
I was
7.
gonna say, yeah, we'll have him do it too.
Who else? Who else can
Yeah, I can record
record?
for. I'm already doing it, and it should,
You're
well, we
pretty
just need one
stable.
more
Okay.
person.
I can record, except I would record, except my lag is like I've had to
Yeah,
catch
no,
up twice, and I
you're
just that's
it's
why I
gonna be
just came back.
hard.
Who else has good internets?
I do, but I'm
I could
using
go on
shaky
another
as of late.
computer and just leave this one sit here. Oh no, I can't be logged in twice, can I?
No,
No,
unfortunately
unfortunately.
no.
I can make that happen for you at some point, though.
You could use the guest account, theoretically, but.
Okay, so part one is pretty self-explanatory. If you don't have something to do this with, pretend. You'll be able to, look at the thing and interpret what, be able to figure out what you're doing.
Except that it never actually takes effect because you don't restart.
No, but you look and you say, "Now what does it do now?" So yeah, it's basically a pretend I'm going to change my paging file.
The way that they've got
Okay.
you setting FreeCell in the startup is
I want
stupid.
someone to tell me how they'd do that.
How would you do that?
Anyone, how would you do that?
What?
Please translate this cited jargon into something a blind person would understand. You
Is
are
that the
going to
next
click
section? Under
and
step
drag
seven.
under
Step
step,
seven.
yeah, step 8, isn't it?
God,
I
I'm
have
not down
step
there.
seven in
No.
XP.
All right,
I'm not
so I want
either.
somebody. Yeah, you're right. Step 7 and 8. When people find these steps, I want someone to translate these into blindees, so that somebody else could do that. So I'll have one person do step 7, and I'll have one person tell me how they'd get step 8 accomplished.
Actually, you could do it. Seven, I don't know if it needs to be, but eight definitely does.
Let me see. No, that's fine. You can do 7 easily, but 8 is the one that
Yeah,
people have
eight.
trouble with.
Oh, I can do that. I know how to do that.
Anyone else know how? Brian's really good at this, so
Okay, which
he can
part? Is this
answer.
part one still? Sorry.
Yes, this is part one
Yes.
still. Anyone else translate this? No?
I probably can when I get down there. Hang on.
Okay.
Come on, control F, guys.
Step 8.
You know it's step eight, find.
Wow, my paging file is 720 megabytes. God.
It. Okay. You
It
don't have
could
to do
be.
this part now.
Yeah, we're only gonna I
Okay.
only
Yeah,
want
no,
we're
I
only
was
gonna
just
do the
reading
parts
through
y'all
the whole
need
thing.
help with right now. I mean, yeah, it's okay to read through the whole thing, but
Well, there's the Alt Control 8 on the I think Alt I think Caps Lock 8 with JAWS will lock the mouse. So if you find the free cell, do Alt Caps Lock 8, go to the start button and hit it again. It would drag it over there.
well, that'd
You
work for
could,
the first part, but
maybe.
there's a lot easier way to do that. That's brain
How else
damage
can
right
you do this?
there. Well, what are they trying to think about when they what are they trying to actually
Wouldn't you just
accomplish
press the
here?
start button? Oh.
But you've got the Zycon. You've got you. Yeah, read the entire bit. What is the, what are they trying to have you do?
From all the way from step 8 to step 9, because it's in little tiny pieces, and you need to read the whole thing.
So you they want you to put free cell into into start menu or start up.
Would you?
Yeah, start up.
Would you do that?
Into start up. Would you not? I have seen that somewhere, but I think it was on XP.
It's on Windows 7 as well.
It's the same.
No, I mean I think where I've seen
basically.
It. Oh, okay.
So what would you do?
I mean, all don't you have to do is just pin it to the startup menu? Is that what they're looking at doing here?
They're looking at moving the a shortcut into the startup folder on your computer.
Because they want free cell.
Oh well, you do a shortcut and you make a shortcut and then you just Control C, copy it, and then go to your startup. And well, in Windows and XP it would be go to your documents and settings under. Like me would enter Brad Dunsey, and under there would be programs, and under there would be startup, and you just paste it in there, and it would show up there, I guess.
Yep, absolutely. That's what those convoluted instructions are telling you to do.
In XP, you can also go to the one dialog, type in startup, and press enter. But in 7, that's no longer something you can do.
You can in 7, what you do is you go to the startup menu, like hit the start button, go to the menu, find it, the startup thing. Press your context menu and choose Explore. It's going to open up a menu. It's going to open your startup menu, and you're just going to paste it in that folder.
You can take it open to or the taskbar settings, too.
Good. There are all sorts of ways to do this.
And the other thing in 7, I use it all the time, and I can't convince people enough to forget the XP of navigating through the start menu. Just start typing what you want in that search thing, and eventually you'll never go to that tree view again.
Oh, the search box is a magical thing, if you know exactly what
I'm
to
I'm looking
type
forward
in.
To
if
that.
If you don't, it's a pain.
Okay, so this is really easier than you think. Log off Windows, log on to Windows as an administrator, what happens when you log in? Well, no. It basically tells you.
And it opens
again.
Yeah,
they do that sometimes. They do that sometimes. Like, they give you the answer in the very next question.
So now you're going to have a play with the registry and put something into the registry today.
Very, very carefully.
This is easy.
That's another reason we might like the
carefully,
machine,
carefully. Though. You're not going to break anything doing this.
You probably
won't. This is another quite harmless little change that you're going to make. And you're going to put in solitaire and all the stuff in the registry. And that's pretty easy and simple. What happens when you log in? Close your open windows. Remove free cell game from startup. You just go in and delete it. And then you go... Then you do some stuff with Windows Update, fairly easy stuff. And that's basically very self-explanatory. Alright. Now you get to do hard drive maintenance. And you can, I wouldn't use a flash drive for this. I might actually use your own computer or a small external hard drive. You'll be able to see the details of your disk scan, how many stages were processed.
How long will that take to do?
It depends on how big.
Usually take a while.
Yeah, it depends how big your disk is.
Okay. Well, my smallest one's 500 gigs, so.
We'll run that.
Make sure that's not one of them that's already about to die.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Well, hey, you can do one that's about to die. You're going to want to do an external partition.
Check disk does actually fix errors.
You want to do a small external hard drive or a small other partition on your hard drive for this one, guys, because it expects you not to do your main hard drive, because it wants you to look at the logs after you scan them. You'll do 3 different scans and compare the results.
So why can't you look at the logs if you do your main hard drive?
Because it restarts, does it before Windows even opens, and then brings you back up to Windows.
So you can't even tell what phase, because it says what phases went happened and what.
Yeah.
You won't be able to get that.
Can you not tell check disk to automatically log all its output when it runs?
I think you can. I don't know how, and it isn't in the slab.
Yes, on the command line, but not through the GUI.
Okay. So give this a go. This is very cool. It says when what's being verified, what stages are processed. You're really going to get a good look at how this works.
That's something I skipped over, the different phases and stuff. So that's a good thing that they're coming back to this, because I didn't have time to cover that.
Now, they talk about why will check disk not start. Actually, the second scan would have caused the same thing, too. It'll come back with that thing about this.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
It's locked, and you can't do it until you reboot.
All right, so you're going to do disk defragment now. And you're going to do your regular local disk C. It's saying clean up your disks, because you should do that. And you're going to be able to see the progress column and see what the first thing is, what are the three tasks performed, so you're going to watch this thing go. How many passes did it take to defragment drive C? And then you're going to close it, and you're all done. So it's not actually possible.
Disable some antivirus programs too, because sometimes those try to write to your disk.
You have to use the command line version of defragmenter to see all of this information, and so you're just going to play watch the scrolly command line window. Yeah, apparently, and it takes you through it all. This next one is on how to manage processes in Task Manager and language and regional settings.
This looks like it should be pretty straightforward.
Yeah, I'm just looking to make sure.
You won't be able to put Windows Task Manager in compact mode.
Yeah, and you won't want to.
And
you can
figure
just leave
out,
step one alone.
You can probably figure out what happens when you click the column name.
Yeah.
It's just like with files and stuff.
This is actually a bit confusing. It says to run a defrag on C and asks you about the stages that are processed, but then it gives you GUI instructions and tells you, but the GUI won't show you details.
Good. That's really helpful, everybody.
Maybe I'm reading it wrong, but that's what it looks like.
No, you're not. You're not. I think in Module 5, don't they do a defragment through the command line? Maybe not.
Could so this is about when they got to analyze it first?
Yeah, they're talking about... No, they're not talking about that. They're talking about going through the command line. No, we don't. Okay, so what you get to do now, what you get to do is some research on how you would actually pull up the disk defragmenter in the command line. And it's readily available information to you guys on Google. So you're going to learn how to do that, which is actually kind of a really good exercise on figuring out how to do a command line project.
You could also look at the properties of the shortcut and cheat.
You could too. Who is keyed up and typing?
Someone's keying and you can hear them
banging that keyboard. Keys. Okay, so step one you can probably figure out without doing it.
One of the things that is useful, and we'll come back to this in part four, is NVDA doesn't really give a flying anything about whether the task manager is open. JAWS kind of like freaks out if the task manager is open because it kind of gets in the way of things, and NVDA just doesn't care.
This stuff is pretty easy as long as you know how to translate their sighty speak into your blindy speak.
How do you get it in compact mode? Is there a view menu? Let me just
don't worry about it.
You don't.
It's not something we need to do.
I don't think compact mode is accessible. So you just guess. What would happen if you were to put that into compact mode? With the columns.
It would probably get smaller.
Columns would be small, and I think that you might have columns for each thing instead of tabs. So you'd have processes in one column, you'd have event or applications in another one, performance. Yeah, I think that's probably what would happen. Firefox listed as a process.
I'm wondering if
the thing you need to do once you close Firefox is hit F5 and refresh your task manager to see if Firefox is a process, because that changes, and I'm sure you guys understand that.
So we need to do the alternative browser lab before we do
no,
this.
It says no. It says you can replace any browser. Firefox was just used. Firefox, IE. Whatever.
Oh, okay, sweet.
No, I'm just kidding.
You'll have a play with regional language settings.
You might need to use the review cursor to look at the sample fields. I actually haven't played with... I've done regional and language, but that was for playing with the Dvorak layout, so... That's something else you can do in there they don't talk about.
You don't have to do that. It doesn't ask you any questions on that, and it's just going to be some
funkiness.
No,
it does, actually.
Does it? Oh,
what are the tabs that can be customized?
No. The part where they change it to Belarus and look at the sample
text.
Oh,
yeah. You don't have to actually
You don't have to do that.
Might be fun, though, if you can. Oh, that details box is fun. Ooh.
Why?
Question, Grace.
Uh-huh?
In the XP version, it talks about the language bar. My understanding is the language bar is not accessible. Is that correct?
No, I've never used it. Don't worry about it. What do you guys think the default input language on your computer is after looking in the language and region settings?
Spanish.
Most of them are English U.S. Mine's English Canada,
exactly.
Because you guys
Russian.
Don't know how to spell.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. So this is a question you can basically answer from the research you've done.
At least they know how to not do accent.
All right, so we're going to do... part four. So, Drew, Brian, and Luke, you are coming with me to a far-off place called the Lecture Theater, and we are going to play. Sean, you get everybody else.
I still am not that great at leading activities, so you guys will have to bear with me.
Well, you'll get better. It's good to practice makes perfect. Uh-huh. If you guys need help, ping me. But
okay. I've got your MSN window if I need you.
Absolutely. So let's go to the lecture theater, guys.
All right, so this part we are going to follow along in your book. We're going to do this together. So the first thing we want to do, we want to go into the computer management area of administrative tools, and we're going to find services and applications, and we're going to expand that in the tree view. Let me know when you get there.
What do we do after we click on administrative tools? Go to
computer management. Services? Computer management. And then, well, actually, I guess you could do it the other way, but I think there's a reason for it. So go computer management, and then find services and applications, and then find services in the tree view. Basically, you're going to get to the part of computer management that shows those services.
System tools, you said?
No. Computer management.
Yeah.
And then services and applications is one of the things. It's closer to the bottom of the tree view.
Yeah, and it's closed, actually.
Yeah, you'll have to expand it.
Yeah, and then underneath that you'll see services.
Yep, so find that, and everyone let me know when they get to this point. Let me just see all we got here.
I'm in computer management.
Alright, so keep looking, and you're going to find a tree view. See if you can find services in there. It's going to be inside of one of the other branches. See if you can find that.
Yep, got that.
Okay, everybody got it?
Yep.
Sam, are you around? You're being very quiet.
I'm here.
And dob you in. Oh, okay, there you are. Okay, in the list of services, you're going to tab over, and you're looking for help and support. So find that service, and then it wants to know what the status of the service is.
Yeah, I should disable this.
Does local system have anything to do with the status?
No, it doesn't.
I didn't know if that was just part of it or whatever.
It's telling you what this... Because you can use this to look at services on other computers, apparently. But that's not what we're doing. So no, local system isn't the information you want.
So it would be started automatic.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Automatic is the status.
Well, started is actually the status.
Yeah, actually, you're right. Yeah, started is the status.
Automatic is
the startup
type.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry.
We want to do the applications key on this.
Shift F10 should do you. And they want you to choose properties in there. And this, and in the window, you're going to get a window that comes up, and you want to hit the stop button. They also give us the disclaimer, when disabling a service to free up system resources, it is important to understand how the overall system operation will be affected. We're not going to hurt too much by doing this. Where we got people?
Got a slightly unrelated question. Why do they tell you to hit apply as opposed to okay? I thought okay saved changes and closed.
Yeah, I think they want you to keep this window open possibly.
Yeah, a lot of times. Do they want us to stop this?
Yeah, they want you to stop it. And then it's going to bring up that little window that says Windows is attempting to stop the service. And when that window goes away, set to disabled in the startup type combo box, and then click apply. And then they want to see what happens when you open help and support.
Well, I could tell you that right off the bat.
Well, yeah, but...
What was it you said? Sometimes they just turn right around and give you the answer.
But it's the error is quite helpful, actually. Tells you exactly what to do. And you guys still will want to fill in the answers. Everybody got the service stopped? What in the heck is my computer
doing? Yeah, I did. I'm just...
Alright, what do we get when we open help and support for those of you who've stopped the service?
Oh shoot, I have help and support disabled in my start menu. I have it taken out.
That's okay. Hit F1 from your desktop. It'll do the same thing.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Or actually, I think Windows F1 will do it from anywhere. Yeah, it does.
That just pulls up a thing saying Windows playing this stopping the service.
Yeah, it's basically telling you that, hey, it can't start help and support. Why does it tell you it can't do it? And we already know, but what does it say anyway? Because the lab wants to know.
Because the process is not started.
Yeah, and it even tells you how to start it, doesn't it? Which is cool. Mm-hmm. Okay. What must be done to correct the error? So you'll fill that in as well, which you're pretty much going to reverse what you've done here, and then they tell us... And they also want to know what steps you need to take to... start it, and then they tell you to do it. And then once you've restarted it using the opposite of the procedure we've just gone through, they want to see if when you start it, if it comes back. And if you have gotten things, it should. Anybody lost, or y'all doing all right?
No, they're just basically shutting it off and turning it back on. That's all they're doing. So.
Yeah, and it's a safe service to turn on and off. Do what, Edward? I'm sorry.
Which lab are we looking at, Sean?
12.2.4, part 4.
Okay.
The big customizy lab. Now, are you on XP? Yeah, you're on XP, aren't you?
Yes, I'm on XP.
Okay, then you'll stay here. If you were on 7, you would go down into the lecture theater with those guys.
Now,
let me know
says,
when people...
What steps must be followed? Do you feel... I mean, do you, like, go through the whole right-click this thing? I mean, do you type all that out?
Well, I mean, you may not have to put right-click this, but you want to put the general idea. You've gone into the properties of the service and started it. I mean, you want to at least give that.
Okay, I didn't know how far back it needed to go. Like it said to stop it, I didn't know if it wanted to go that far back when you restarted it.
I doubt you need to actually go right-click this, click this. But explain the general procedure you'd be following.
Okay.
Okay, everybody got their help and support back working again?
Yeah.
Alright, let me know when y'all are ready to move on to the next one.
Yeah, we did this in, I think, one of the previous labs.
Yeah, we did a similar, we played with routing and remote access or something like that. Similar idea. And the next step is similar as well, but it's going to get real different in a while. All right, everybody feel happy with this and ready to move on to step 2?
Sure.
Anybody still on the other stuff? All right, we're gonna move on. So, computer management needs to be open. See, this is why they didn't have you go services in the thing, because we need to be back in here. So, make sure that you're in computer management still, and in the tree view, you want to expand Event Viewer and choose System from the sub-level there, because we want to look at system events. And it says to then double-click the most recent error event. Error events are displayed as a white X in a red circle, and it will tell you, because of the event type column, you'll be able to tell which one's an error, so don't worry about that.
Sorry, I missed something. Event viewer, we open the event viewer.
Yeah, but you want to stay in the computer management window, because instead of opening it from administrative tools, and actually you should probably close that administrative tools window for now to get it out of your way, the one that you got from control panel. And then find system in the event in the tree view. And see if you find the most recent error that was generated. And it's going to have today's date and time close to. And we're going to open its properties.
Oh, there's tons of these.
So when they... And then the next question says, why was it not able to start? And if you use the next and previous buttons in that event properties dialog, you can actually look at the... There's a couple of other events that were generated by this exercise, and they want to know what those were. And I think you're going to want the previous buttons, what you're going to want. Everybody else okay? That's not... don't want anybody getting...
So we want the one that says the service failed to start, because there's a couple in there before that that say that it started or set to start and this and that, because obviously those would be
first. Yeah, because we were playing with that.
Well, do we want the one that says the help and support service entered the stop state? That's
well,
sort of
you're
going
to have several.
Back,
no, the one before that.
Yeah, the one before that, because. Because these are listed chronologically with new ones at the top. So hitting next is actually going to take you to older events. So you'd find the one that says error in the list, and you hit properties on it, and the previous button will let you look at the other ones.
Yeah, it says DCOM, some kind of...
The description field is the one you want to pay attention to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I kind of got messed up earlier because when I went into services, it wasn't speaking anything, so I actually didn't create the error. But I knew what you're getting at, and I remember from the... I'll go back and do it later, but yeah, it's... I see what you're getting at here, so...
Fair enough, yeah.
And for some reason, I went in services, and it was just like it wasn't speaking anything. It was weird.
Which one were you using? Sometimes it takes a while.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It
are you using,
like this
which screen reader are you using?
JAWS. It was JAWS. Yeah.
Okay. For those that have NVDA, for the next step, for step 3, you may want to use it if you can. Because as I was explaining before, it doesn't care that Task Manager is showing. JAWS kind of gets hung up because Task Manager covers things up. But we need to have it open.
Oh, okay.
Everybody comfortable with the stuff in steps 2, and you should be following along as best you can in the lab as well.
Yeah, it looks good to me.
Alright. Pat, you good? Aiden, Luke, y'all good? Or not Luke, he's down there.
I've got it loaded.
I'll get the task manager up in just a minute.
Alright.
If I'm not lagging, I'm loaded.
It says, what has happened to the help and support service? What is that? What is it referring to on that one?
Well, what has happened to it? So the first
well,
one, we know that it didn't... It failed to start, right? So you put that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then what does looking at the other events tell you?
The previous ones?
Uh-huh.
Do they want the actual error when they're asking why is this not started?
You could probably paraphrase it. I don't think it has to be exactly what it says there. Although it is a text box, so you could just copy and paste it if you really want to. Just the one that in the description box, you could just take that
it's
and...
It's been sent to the start control.
Yeah, because basically you stopped it, and then you told it to start again. So it said, okay, hang on, I'm being told to start, and then it actually started, right? In the one after that.
It also ended the running state in the one previous to that, so you've got
yep.
to do the start control.
So that's once it's actually started. Mm-hmm. And this is how I interpreted it when I did this anyway. Ah, NVDA has decided to pop up for you anyway. Now, to keep yourself from going absolutely bonkers, what you might want to do is unload NVDA, unload JAWS in your actual real desktop. Because if it flips between them, that might get irritating. I don't know if yours is going to do that or not. Mine didn't.
When did NVDA come up spontaneously?
Someone did. I think Edwards did. Because I can hear whoever's constantly keyed.
Well, it's not me, I don't think.
I believe it is, actually.
You can hear NVDA, is what you're saying?
I heard it on someone's when they opened the task manager.
I don't know, it wasn't me. I haven't opened
you hearing
the task
that?
Manager.
I think so. Well, no, because you've got some hum in your background, so I know it's...
Anyway, use a double talk, hearing and somebody's. I don't have NVDA loaded.
Well, I guess it doesn't really matter, but...
Fix the load e-speak.
Alright, everybody ready to move on to here? It looks like it.
I'm not quite ready yet. We're fixing to start the part on the...
I actually prefer to open Task Manager with Control-Shift-Escape. That's just my personal
preference.
You know,
I actually use Control Escape to open my start button. So Control Shift, I always remembered it would open the task manager because I always use Control Escape for the start button.
I actually might, Edward, ask that you get on the computer you're on and actually use some headphones. I think that would be a good idea.
I have headphones on the one that I'm using for you guys. This is a separate one.
Okay, I don't know if it's gonna be distracting to people hearing the speech from your computer.
Oh, you shouldn't be hearing it, hopefully.
We do, very clearly. We can hear your desktop very clearly.
I wonder if you're hearing it from me.
No, we're not hearing yours.
I'm hearing a double talk.
Okay,
I don't hear.
Yay, double talk.
I don't hear. Oh, I don't hear that at all.
My event viewer is not showing any errors except for like 4 hours ago, or information
well,
except
yeah,
for like 4 hours
didn't,
ago.
Because you didn't do, you weren't here when we did the first part of the lab. Or of
no,
part
I
four.
Did the first part. I'm pretty much up with you guys right now.
Okay, well that's
the
a bit
help
weird.
And support
already,
thing.
Yeah, I already did that, and I already restarted it,
service?
But it's not. Yeah.
It should be.
I'm
oh,
under system.
Are you under system in the tree view? Hang on. Are you under system
mm-hmm.
in the tree view?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Event viewer,
weird.
And I think it's under applications, isn't it?
No. It's under system.
No system.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, you're. I think
okay,
you're
I'm
in
under
the
system.
Wrong area.
I'm under system under event viewer.
Yeah, you'll see.
Let me see. Okay, there it is, I think.
Alright, you see him?
Yeah, I got it now. Let me just see if I can hunt this error
oh,
down.
Okay. Yeah, see if you can find that. Okay, so now that you've
NVDA
got Task Manager open, for those of you... Huh?
NVDA supposed to work when you got Task Manager and Word open at the same time?
Yes, it does. I've done it. And it doesn't freak out like JAWS does, and oh, I don't know if WindowEyes does, but it works really nicely.
Huh. Because mine's just doing Task Manager.
Okay. Are you using WindowEyes?
No, I have WindowEyes unloaded. I'm using NVDA.
Oh. Okay, but what happens when you Alt-Tab Can you get to something else? Or are you stuck in Task Manager? I have another idea if that's not working right. Ah, I'm hearing NVDA again.
Are you serious?
I'm hearing somebody's... Your speakers are really loud. Yeah, your speakers are a lot louder than you think, I think.
You sure that isn't me? Because I just switched back over to NVDA.
No, I don't think it's
because I'm not even keyed up. Hold
on, someone is
getting... All right, listen. See if you hear this. You hear that?
No, I didn't.
No? See if you hear me. I'm going to let go of my key and press a key. Okay.
Okay, maybe it's not you, but someone is constantly keyed or is keying up.
It's a ghost.
Yeah, I know.
That's strange.
That is strange, because I just knew.
I swear it's me, because every time I start tapping around, you say, you start blaming.
No, it's you start not. Blaming oh, well, we don't need to.
The only thing is,
the only reason I'm saying it is because it's just distracting me.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Okay, we'll move on. So,
no,
Control-Shift-Escape
is
another way that you can... Try closing it and then using Control-Shift-Escape to get to it and see if, instead of doing it from Control-Alt-Delete, see if that works better.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, for those who have Task Manager up and can still get to other windows, you also want to... So you want to select the Performance tab when you're in the Task Manager. And then from the Control Panel and Administrative Tools, you want to open Event Viewer and Performance. Now you should have already closed all the windows you had open from the lab from the step before, so the only things you should have open are your lab, Ventrilo, you know, that kind of thing, your event viewer, your, what did it just say here, performance, and
you might
task
close
manager.
The administrative tools, because it kind of gets in the way.
It does ask you to do that specifically, yes.
Yeah. Now somebody's got a key going.
Now I think it is Brad's, because it has the helmet.
Yeah, you know, there's I can't. It's really weird because yeah. I can't get rid of NVDA. It's not speaking anything it's when stuck. I go into the task thing. Yeah, and it's stuck. I can't. I do an insert queue and it just says queue.
Or is it you're not running? Are you running from a portable version?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, you're not going to be able to use NVDA in the Task Manager if you're running a portable version. That will only work if you're running an installed version. So try another screen reader and see how you go. Yes, because it installs a service to work on the secure desktop, because that's what the Task Manager is.
Ah, okay. So it probably was me the whole time.
Learned something new.
It might have been, I don't know.
Now it's just a matter of how to get rid of the thing, because it won't get rid of it.
Yeah, you got... So, see what you can do with... seriously, I think everybody should have an installed version of NVDA on their system, just in case things go bang. Okay, rant over.
Oh yeah, I have that on my normal one, but I... Yeah, it is. It saved me quite a bit, but I'm on this... Yeah, I'm using
this laptop. Oh, it's not a bad screen reader. If you don't have a number pad.
Yeah. So, anyway, if you can all get the Task Manager on Performance tab, Event Viewer open, the Performance window open, and then close the Admin Tools window from which they came. And you don't want too many other things open, because it'll get confusing. Resize and position all three windows so they can be seen at the same time. Well, we can't do that.
Gotta love that.
Yeah, I hate that sighted people can do that.
I know.
Yeah, I'll have to do this another time, because even Jaws is not speaking the task. It just cuts speech totally out and nothing happens. So
you can try restarting, and yeah. I mean, we'll keep going, and yeah. if you want to catch up, we can... Because yeah, I want you to fine. Be able to work through this with us. I feel bad that you're not able to...
Well, that's okay. I mean, maybe I'll do that, and I'll come back and whatever, and I'll catch up. But I don't have no problem. I think I see what the good man is.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's going to get really goofy in about a couple of paragraphs here.
Okay. Maybe I should just hang in and just see what's going on.
Well,
maybe
or you can do that, yeah. Okay, so now you're going to go to the performance window. This is step 4 I'm on. In the performance window, there is a tree view. And one of the options in the tree view is performance logs and alerts. And one of the options... Stop it, Jaws. So once you've expanded performance logs and alerts, you press down arrow. One of them is going to say counter logs. And then you're going to right-click that and choose new log settings.
Wow, I've never been in here.
Oh, I'd never been in here until today either.
Wow, that's almost scary.
It's going to get real... Yeah, it's going to get real interesting.
Hang on, I was able to get Windows to do this.
Cool. Alright, so where are you? Are you still opening some of those other things?
Who's that?
Pat, are you still opening the performance in the event view, or did you get those two?
I'm in the task manager, and I just went over to performance. Now I want to see what else I can do here.
And you want event... viewer as well, I believe. Let me just make sure I...
Yes, that is correct.
Yes, event viewer and performance. And when you get to the... Let me know when you're in the performance window. So, for people who are in the new log window, you're going to type memory counter in the name field and click OK.
What are we looking for in performance?
In the tree view, one of the things is performance logs and alerts. You're going to expand that. And under that is an option that says counter logs. And when you find that, you want to choose new log settings from the context menu. Okay, everybody kind of caught up here?
Do we click OK after we type that memory counter?
Yes, after we've typed memory counter, hit OK. And there's another window about memory counters that's going to come up. Let's wait till everybody gets
you,
to this point.
Sean.
Okay, where are you at?
Well, this is interesting. I was behind for a while. I just got into the performance tab, and mm-hmm. I have nothing.
Your task manager.
I got no speech here.
There's two. Okay. The Performance tab of Task Manager will not speak unless you use your view cursor or you have NVDA read the whole window or whatever. But the other performance thing I'm talking about is different. You're going to go into Administrative Tools and you want to open Event Viewer and Performance from there. So unless I talk about the performance tab of Task Manager, when I say performance, that needs to be the performance console window. So see if you can get there.
Gotcha.
Has everybody created a thing called memory counter? Everybody else? Or are we still...
I'm good.
All right, you're
what
good.
What do we do with this new window that's here?
Hang on, we'll get there. Hold on. I want to make sure we get everybody at almost the same place if we can.
Okay, I'm up with you now.
All right. So, for those who have typed in memory counter and hit OK, you're going to have another window about a memory counter window, and it's going to have an Add Counters button, and you want to press this. In the resulting dialog that comes up, there's going to be a combo box that says Performance Object, and you want to set that to memory. Because there's quite a few other things we can play with the performance of, but we're interested in the memory right now.
performance object.
Yep, that's it right there. Choose find memory in there. Do not press enter yet, because we still have to change other things in this window. Everybody at this point?
Yep.
Okay.
All right. So after you've chosen memory in the same window, you're going to tab and there's going to be a list. And the option you want in this list is available M bytes. So basically, we're playing with the available memory in megabytes. And you'll see there's all kinds of other stuff in there. But we don't want that. Has everyone found that? Or are people finding that?
What are we supposed to look for after that list?
I hadn't got there yet. You're going to find available M bytes as the type of memory we're interested in. So find that in the list. Everybody find that?
Shoot, yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Pat, you up with this?
No, I had a system crash. I'm booting back up, getting in there. I'll be back.
Okay.
Just go on. I can follow.
All righty. If you continue tabbing, there's going to be an interval field. We need to change that to 5. And we're going to change that, and we're still not done with this window yet. Because this window has different tabs. Right now we're on the general tab.
What I'm looking for on the bot for bytes.
You got to press up arrow a bunch of times. It says available, and it says M bytes. It's way up there in the list of different.
It things. Is after we've hit the select counters from list. M bytes. I found it, but I can't find the interval thing. Do you hit add?
I might have missed
that.
I'm
actually in that predicament myself. Let me see.
All right, hang on. Let me
see. I see what you're saying, too, Aiden. It says available M bytes, and then when you tab, there's just an add button.
Hang on. I might have missed it. Okay, yeah, you do want to click add and then click close. I'm sorry. I didn't let my computer read all the way down. So once you hit close, stop alarmed.
Yeah, I like alarmed.
Yeah, it's just irritating me right now.
Yeah, it does that to me every day.
All right. So, if you've chosen add and then chosen close, now you should be able to tab and find the interval button, or interval box. And you want to change that to 5. Let me know when y'all have gotten there.
A magical remove button has appeared.
No, we don't want to hit the magical remove button. Not yet. We'll be doing that later, I think, or in a different way we'll be removing them eventually.
I hope there's a method to this madness, because I...
There is. There is. It seems weird right now, but there is.
I can't imagine myself wanting to ever go back in here.
Fair enough. I agree with you.
Sure, let's just hang around in performance monitor.
So all right, everybody get their... The first module.
Yeah. Everybody play, get their intervals
play
set
the what
to
does
5.
This button do game.
Yeah. Oh, we don't want to... Yeah, we don't want to play too much of that, because we...
I forgot to run deep freeze on my computer.
Hey, through store points.
Yeah, I should have ran one.
No, you'll be fine, because we'll undo all of this crud at the end. All right, so you got your interval set to 5 in the other dialog box we were looking at before we chose the counter?
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
All right.
Yeah.
Now.
No, you'll be fine. We only had one computer melt last year.
Oh. So, control tab over to the logs tab, or log files tab, and there's a list here, and you want to set it to text file tab delimited is the type of log we want. Because you can create binary logs and stuff, but we're not going to find them very helpful today. Once you've chosen tab delimited, click configure, and they want to know where the logs are going to go.
Are we looking at the log file type?
Yep, you're going to go tab delimited. And then once that's chosen, you're going to hit configure. And they want to know where the log files are going to go. And I had actually seen this folder and never knew what it did until today.
Oh, C:\.
And since it's a text box, if you'd like to copy the path out and paste it into your lab, you can certainly do that. Once you've figured out that location, you're just going to hit OK. That's all we need in that configure log type window, or configure log files window. And it's going to say that the folder was not found. Do you want to create it? And you're going to choose yes.
So we're going to click OK here to close this whole dialogue?
Yep, and then it'll say the folder that you want to put them in is not found, and you're going to say, yes, please create this for me. They'll even have us delete this folder.
Obviously, we haven't created any of these.
My WinNetbook seems to already have a perflogs folder on its hard drive for some reason.
Does it? I think I've seen that somewhere too, but I don't know where. Maybe in 95 or something.
These exercises are interesting because you're so involved with the detail. Do we even know what we're doing? Why we're doing what we're doing?
We'll figure out. You'll see why you're doing. Has everybody up to the point where I've just described? Sorry, Carrie. We're still working here.
Yeah. Just seeing how it's all going. Are we getting places? Everybody enjoying themselves?
Kind of.
By the loosest definition of the word.
Pretty interesting.
It is. And there is a method to it. We'll see it in a little
I'm
bit
I'm not enjoying
here.
The forking leg, but I'm good besides that.
Well, there's not much we can do about that, unfortunately.
Oh, I know. I'm not expecting.
Is this the performance monitor?
Yep.
Well, to be honest with everybody, I'm about to bail, but what I was about to say to people is, when your computer starts going slow, when your computer starts doing strange things, this is the first place that you all should go and look that nobody ever does. So this is why you're playing with the performance alerts and logs, because it shows you when things go bad.
Basically, our goal is to eventually have it let us know when the memory goes under a certain amount. That's what we're going to be doing.
But we see, I did see that when we're in the old, in the earlier labs that we were dealing with the performance stuff that was kind of inaccessible. I was digging around in there, and I did see that where.
Ah, so you've
let
seen
you know
some
it.
Of this
I thought
already.
That was pretty. Yeah, I thought. Oh yeah, I did. Yeah. It was pretty cool. Yeah.
Now you can also, if you want to pop down and see how those guys are doing on Windows 7 down there too, you're certainly welcome to do that, Carrie.
Yeah. Okay. It's just a fly visit, so I'm out of here. Yeah. Have fun, guys. It is worth it. It's a long and arduous lab.
It is.
But I guarantee you will come out of it learning something. Whether it's being better at navigating Windows, or whether it's how to use the performance alert thing, we don't know. But it'll be one of them.
Or how to get more hair out of your pull more hair out of your head. We don't know, but
I was thinking more along the lines of turning it gray.
Well, that too. Okay, so has everyone told the computer that yes, we want to create the C:\perflogs folder? Or are we got people still a little bit unsure of what they're up to?
Going smooth here.
We having fun yet?
It's a blast.
Oh, isn't it?
Gotta love it.
All right. Everybody up to this point? Oh, yeah. I remember, I was like, where's Pat? And I remember she had crap problems, and so she had to keep going. Okay. Assuming everyone is aware that there's a schedule tab, and they want us to look at that, don't change anything. Just kind of take a glance at what's here, and then choose OK. And back, okay, so have we all clicked OK after looking at our schedule tabs?
Well, there's an apply and an OK. Do you click?
All right, just choose OK. Yeah. Ooh. Okay.
Okay.
And then back in the performance window, you're going to find the counter logs. And I believe the one for memory counter is in the list view that's there. I think there's a list view that pops up, or maybe it's just part of that tree view.
Ooh, there it is.
We are told that it will turn green once it's started. Now, you're probably asking yourself, as I was asking myself earlier in this lab, how am I going to know? And we'll come back to that. Actually, I'll tell you now, what you can do is, if you right-click on memory counter, look at the menu options and see if they'll give you a clue as to whether it's doing what it's supposed to be doing.
Oh, yeah.
Because start is grayed out and stop is available, right? So, by genius process of elimination, we've discovered that it's started.
I think it's green.
It probably is green, but we can't see it.
I don't even have a monitor hooked up to this machine.
Okay, step 5. Everybody cool?
Yeah.
Alrighty. Brad, you alright? Oh yeah, you're kind of hanging out because yours isn't working.
Yeah, right. I'm just kind of follow. Yeah, until I get the speech going on.
All right. Now go back to your task manager, and find out how much physical memory is available. Now, if you're using NVDA, you may need to read the entire window or use object navigation. I think I broke this and hit use total when I was doing this earlier today, but you want available.
I got a problem.
You do? What is that?
I'm still back here setting my counters with my memory, and it says to change it from list to available. And all
there's
I've
a
got
list,
is list.
There's
and
a
all...
list view. Well, there's a if you choose select counters from list and then you tab over, there's a giant list of stuff. And the one you want is available M bytes of memory. So see if you can find that in that
Ew.
List. And then click add
that
once you found
clear.
That. Yeah, well, we kind of okay. zoomed ahead because I didn't know you were able to... I didn't know you'd caught back up. So sorry about that. But yeah.
Okay, just...
Is the available memory in the task manager on the just on the applications tab?
No, it's on the performance tab because that's where we are... Now, Pat, did you? You're still going to need to change the interval to 5 once you've clicked Add and you've clicked Close in that window that's there right now.
Okay.
Did
okay,
you see that?
Just give me a second, okay?
Alrighty. So Aiden, what were you asking?
The available memory. I'm on the Processes tab in the Task Manager now,
the
and
Performance
can't
tab
seem to find
is
it.
Where
is
you
that on
should
the Performance?
Be.
Okay.
Yeah, you need to be in
Sorry,
Performance
the light.
Tab.
Yeah,
and you may
you
need to use NVDA.
There and how much it can handle.
Yeah, how much is available?
Yeah,
is the
I just read the whole window with the whole blinking insert B and it was the wrong one.
Object navigation is good for you if you know how to use it, if you're comfortable with it.
How do you do it without the number pad? Does the number row work?
No.
I actually don't know, and I apologize for my ignorance. If you know how to use your embedded number pad and you feel comfortable doing FN... and, you know, 0 plus 6 on your embedded number pad or whatever, you can certainly do that. I recommend getting familiar
oh, God,
with
no.
laptops embedded.
Not FN Roulette.
I loaded up JAWS 12, and it seems to be doing pretty decent on the
okay.
cabinet, if you'd rather. Do we put
yeah,
the,
I think some of the older ones didn't.
Do we put the handles, what it can handle, or the total?
No. Available, where is it? I'm trying to jump around. What amount of physical memory in K is available? And once you find that number and write it down, we're going to... Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's correct. I don't know why that's... okay. Yeah, that is where it's going to go. Oh, he's down there. I'm like, why are we seeing that? But he's down there. So if you're getting the amount in kilobytes, then you need to subtract 1,000 kilobytes, right? Because it says 10 megabytes. But the amount you're given is in kilobytes.
So you take that total and take 10 off of it.
Megabytes off of it. But you're going to have to do kilobytes because, remember, it says total available in K. The task manager gives it to you in kilobytes. So what you got to do, their example is, 1410376 minus 1,000 equals 1400376. That's their example. And they want to know, once you've subtracted that, how much available memory is left over. Yours does sound harder, even just from those two messages.
Oh, I know, right?
I can't, I read the window, and it seems to be giving me a whole bunch of numbers, and doesn't say which numbers are which.
Okay, see, what version of JAWS have you got? You got 12?
11.
Okay, try loading it and see how it does with this many windows open. if you can.
Yeah, it's not too bad, and it's much easier to read with the JAWS cursor, so you can get, like, the memory in K.
I suppose I could also virtualize the window.
You could.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't believe NVDA has that feature, although you can copy the contents of the object navigator to the clipboard, but you have to know how to move it.
So you take this and take 1024K off of that, or
No. You take Well, they actually are saying, in their example, they said they took minus 1,000 K off, I believe. Hang on, let me look at this.
I believe it's 10 megabytes.
Oh, 10,000, sorry. I can't, or 10000. That's why you guys should be following along in your labs, because I didn't guarantee that I was going to read them perfectly. And you'll need that number for later steps. Now, Pat, where are you at? I'm sorry, I've jumped ahead of you again.
That's all right. I'm just copying where my log files are at. I'm doing okay.
Okey-dokey.
Slow, but there.
All right. Oh, I hope I didn't skip this.
Gosh, I still hate math. I still can't get the right number.
Yeah, I think it's because they just said about. You know, they didn't say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, theirs is the same.
Yeah, that's the thing. They just
they're saying 10,000. They want 10,000 off of it instead of 1,000. I'm sorry.
Cause it appears to me like
because 10 meg is 10,000 k. There are 10,000 bytes. So
I think what they're doing is just trying to give you a buffer by the time that it alerts you that you have like 10, you know, 10 megs
absolutely,
of a buffer to
yeah.
do something about it. Yeah, yeah, that's what
absolutely.
They're doing.
So when everyone
okay,
is
Josh seems
point,
to work.
Good.
So it's the not the handles but the total you want.
No, available, not total. That's what I did earlier when I did this. But no, you want the available physical memory. So, Pat, where are you at the moment?
I just told it, yeah, go ahead and create the log files. I'm working
okay.
on getting it.
All right, I don't want to lose you, because I wouldn't blame you if you forgot what we're doing, because there's so many steps here.
I can't even kind of hear you, because I'm kind of blocking you out to do this. I'm getting it, though. A Windows is staying
right.
stable. I just needed a reboot.
That's good. Fair enough. Have the rest of you figured out about how much memory is left over after you take 10 megabytes off of it in KB?
I think I got mine. I gotta step away for just one sec.
Alright, y'all got your number? The reason this number is
yeah,
so important, you're gonna have to enter it later.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, we're gonna have to use this. Once you come up with your magic number, and you have it noted down, you're going to go into the performance window again, not the task manager's performance tab, but you're going to go back to the performance console, and you're going to find alerts in the tree view, and right-click it and choose new alert settings. Because now that we've told it to check out and count the memory and keep track of it, we need to say, hey, alert us when something happens.
Okay, so once we figured out the available memory, then we go back into performance, I cut that.
Yeah,
and
we'll need to alerts. Type in that number in a little bit here, so don't lose it.
There's nothing in this list view, so are we supposed to add one?
Yeah, the tree view there, like where it says alerts, right-click on that part of the tree that says alerts and choose new alert settings, because we're going to add one. And in the box that says what do you want it to be called, we're going to call it memory alert. Original, isn't it? And is that what you were saying? Once you call it something, there's nothing in the list.
No, there wasn't anything in there. I had to click new alert. Now we're in a comment field.
Do what?
A comment field. There is a general tab now. Once you click OK, after you name.
Okay, there's an add button. You need to click that. Let me just get here.
Oh, we're going to add a counter?
Yeah, because the alert still has to have...
Oh, okay. Oh, this is similar to the first one. We're going to choose memory again.
All right, everybody got an alert created, and they've hit add in the window that has the comment in it? Or most of you?
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to set the performance object to memory like we did before.
Shit. Now mine is saying no selected item in the list. I must have too many windows open.
Yeah, you might. This is probably why. Now you don't need to have you don't need to have NVD. You don't need to use the task manager. I don't think you need to use that anymore. But keep it open anyway.
Yeah, now Jaws is acting weird and saying graphic something in edit field. I tried to use the calculator and it gave me a graphic for an answer, so... Yeah, NVDA is best to use now if you have to leave the task manager open. I just had to flip back to it.
Me neither, because I was trying to do mine too, and it just kept saying displayed. Something displayed, it wouldn't give me the result. Thank God for NVDA, man. It's so weird how one terminator receives something so differently than the other, and it's like...
For which? Oh, this, yeah, how the screen readers just read something totally different?
Yeah.
Oh, Aiden, you're still looking for your magic number?
I finally whipped up my phone calculator and saith I got a... It's a 6-digit number, not a 7-digit number, but I think I got the right number.
Well, how much RAM did... How much did you start out with?
262620, and I got it to 252620.
Yeah, because you're taking 10,000 off of it. So yeah, I think you did it right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't do I have to put both numbers in, or just the bottom one?
No, you just need the remaining one that you, the one you just got off of your calculator is the one you're going to need in a minute. Okay. Do you need help adding the memory alert thing now?
Okay, I'm in the alert now, so I've hit add, and it says select counters. I just leave that for select counters from computer.
You leave that. You tab over. And the performance object needs to go set to memory again.
And then select counters from list.
Uh-huh. And then you want available M bytes again. And then you hit add, and then you hit close, just like you did before. That's where, once everyone gets to that point, that's what we're...
You need to be careful, because sometimes there is an option for available bytes only.
Yeah, you want M bytes. You got to be careful. And JAWS will say bytes, so you really gotta listen.
Yeah, NVDA with eSpeak says the letter M.
Good eSpeak. Good eSpeak. Everybody added their counter that's at this point?
Yep, I just hit close.
Alright.
Yep.
Pat, how's you doing? I don't mean to pick on you, I just want to see where you are.
I'm looking for memory left installed in the performance manager right now.
Okay. Are you going to be okay if we move on, or should we wait a bit?
Sure, go ahead.
All right. Now, on the general tab of the window that we had before, we want to alert when the value is under in the combo box. And then in the limit box, we're going to enter the magic number that you came up with earlier.
But you set the alert when the value
is under. Mm-hmm. You also want the interval to be 5 and the units to be seconds.
This stuff might actually be very helpful for me, especially with computers at work running slow.
It really could be, yeah. It's just tedious to get it set up. I wonder if you can save a snap-in with all these already ready to go.
Oh, that would be super.
Because, can you export snap-ins?
I don't know. I don't remember
Ryan,
that.
Ryan, on that performance window, the very bottom down there is where it shows the amount of available memory, right? After the number of
you'll
processes?
Have to read, you'll have to read the thing from the top down. If you have NVDA on it, should read it. You'll see a thing that says physical memory.
Yeah, she's doing window eyes. That's why she asked you.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. Sean,
either way, but if you go from the top down, you'll see a thing that says physical memory, and then it'll give you handle thread. I think it'll give you handle and threads, and then it should give you the physical memory that you're looking for. So if you look for the...
And you want the available
that,
memory is what
you want.
You want
the available. It should be down below threads, I think. I just closed the window. I already finished the whole section.
And that number changes a lot.
Yeah.
Like...
It will. Rockstar.
Like, I tried to reread a number with JAWS, and it had already changed, like, significantly,
yeah.
So...
That's weird. Mine didn't.
Depends on how high your refresh rate in Task Manager is set to. And that's under view or something.
Maybe I just don't have enough memory in this
machine. Pat, if you look down, down your screen, you'll see the thing that says handles. It'll give you a number. Handles, threads. Then you should see a thing that says I think it says available. Hold on a second, I'll check for you.
Yeah, I'm just not sure how WindowEyes renders it, because it does weird things when it flattens the screen out.
Yeah, it does. You'll see available, and if you use your next line down with WindowEyes, it will give you your available memory.
Now you're looking at your performance under Task Manager?
Yes.
Edward, everything okay?
And you're at the top?
Yeah, everything's good. It just sounded awful to see the screen go flat.
You just made a funny
sound. Yeah, go from the top down. You'll see it.
I'm at flat review.
I must be doing something wrong because I got memory usage.
All right, for those who have done all the stuff on the general tab, take a look at the action tab. We're not changing anything, but this is going to give you an idea of what's going to happen when this alert is triggered. So take a look at that action tab, keep the default settings, and hit OK.
Oh, I thought it was going to sound a horrible buzzer. That's what I think it should do.
You can probably get the program to do that.
Yeah, you could run a program.
I like that lone wolf alarm.
The what?
I blew my packmate with the speaker's really wake-up call for that.
I used to use, forgot what the name of the memory thing was. It would allocate your memory. MemTurbo.
Well, you don't want to use the Eureka alarm, let me tell you. Okay.
Speaking of labs, Sean, do we need to do about 12.2? What do we need to do about 12.2.2, I think it is. It's a advanced install.
Read it, answer the questions if you want to install one, if you have it.
Yeah.
Knock yourself out.
Yeah.
But just read it and answer the questions. Well, don't literally knock yourself out. But no, if you want to read it.
The answers are obviously in there.
Yeah, the answers should be fairly straightforward. At least that was what it was when I did it.
Okay, cool.
Okay, now that you've hit OK and you're back in the performance window and you've chosen alerts, how can we tell if this memory alert started? I gave y'all a hint earlier.
Right click.
Yeah, and what happens when you do that?
And then use logic.
So it's going. Yeah, it's going.
Cool. This is a neat lab, actually.
It's just so long and huge. Okay.
Yeah, I could have broken it up, but of course there's already like 30 labs in chapter 12.
Yeah. Now, to force the computer to use some of this memory, open and close a browser, Internet Explorer, or Firefox. So y'all run off and do that real quick, and then I can see. Pat, where are you at?
Let me open about
10
SoundForge windows and scan for viruses.
Well, you don't need to go quite that far. 10 SoundForge, jeez.
Oh, wow. Go open some movie editing software while you're at it.
Oh, yeah.
Don't be a sissy and use SoundForge. Use QuickTime.
Can we? I do on my Mac. Can we close the task manager?
Leave it open for now, because I don't remember if it refers back to it.
To which window?
Huh? I'm sorry? The task manager? I'm not sure if we go back to that in the lab itself.
Which window was it? Which window was he asking if it refers back to?
He was asking about the task manager. Could we close it? I said, I don't think so. I don't yet.
Wait for a little while. Because I think they do refer back to it.
I'll see how much memory this Blind Samurai game uses that I've been looking at.
Well, hang on. Just closing a browser and it'll be easier. It won't take as much time. Pat, where are you in all of this mayhem? As far as what are you up to right now?
I'm still subtracting my memory.
Hi, guys!
Oh, wow. Hi! Y'all aren't all done, are you?
We finished first.
Yeah, we finished.
Yeah.
Oh, it's taking a while over here.
How are you guys doing? Where are you guys up to?
It's going okay, actually.
They are making memory be used, basically.
We're shrinking our memory.
Yeah.
I have screen reader issues, so I'm just...
We just set up the memory.
I see where they're going.
Ah, fair enough.
Actually, I saw some of the stuff in the earlier lab in that performance that was kind of inaccessible.
You've kind of already done this.
You've done
a lot
of
the stuff.
And
it was really interesting. Yeah, it was kind of interesting. Yeah, so I'll be able to do it. So.
Hello, Luke.
Sorry, we're not done.
Hey,
should we move now?
No, you're fine. We just came up to help you and see how you guys are doing.
Okay.
You can get the recording too if you have a problem, because this would be a nice.
Yeah. Nice, long. So,
yeah,
now
so
that
you
have, now that you've opened the browser and closed it and depleted some of your memory, you're going to go back into the performance window and find the counter logs and right-click your memory counter and choose stop.
Hint, you were just there a second ago.
Yep.
Hey, it's not green anymore.
Okay. Luke's hungry.
Fair enough.
And I thought I was the only
He's always eating.
Weird times.
Luke's
well, it's always
noon.
It's always lunchtime. For
Grace
him.
Is hungry too. It is lunchtime for him. It's like 2 or 3 in the afternoon.
All right. So we know how the memory
I'm gonna have
is
some
stopped,
yummy veal
obviously.
In a little while.
Oh, you are so lucky. Well, what are we gonna do about your internet problems?
I don't know.
What's wrong today?
What's wrong with
eventually
yours?
His country is going to be offline.
Basically.
No.
Because some lady's going to be digging in her garden and hack the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, my friend had his igloo, his overheating PlayStation melt his igloo yesterday, so that could happen.
Oh my god. Some priorities
there's
there.
Smoke coming out of it.
Pat, where are you? In all of this lab. Sorry, we're getting a bit goofy here.
Does it count that I'm done?
I mean, our DSL connection is handled by a manual switchboard with operators, so.
Really? No.
He's She actually fell
Every
for that for a second, too.
Yeah. I'm like, how is that even possible? And I'm like, he's full of it. Every time the operator falls asleep on the job and stops spinning the crank, that's why Aiden's internet goes out.
Yep.
Oh, that's bad. That's really bad.
Yep.
Well, you live on an island, you know. That's what happens.
Miss Pat, how are you going?
Yeah, how are you going?
I'm working on
it. Well, where are you in the working on it?
I'm trying to get Windowize to read the performance window better.
Well, you can use NVDA when you're tasking.
Well, the operators must be doing something. I don't want to sound recording that.
Yeah. Are we done with Task Manager at this point, Grace?
Yeah,
after
you're
you
done.
Use, okay, go ahead and close it and use NVDA again.
You no
you guys,
longer
you
need
gotta
task
have
manager.
NVDA installed.
Use JAWS.
Use Task Manager.
Yeah, use JAWS. We figured out JAWS was the best way to go with this because NVDA.
Oh, really? Okay.
You can use NVDA. You can use
I
NVDA.
Did. Except when I
well,
did.
You can,
NVDA, so
but then
the total
with JAWS, it likes with JAWS, it likes to put graphics in edit fields and not label combo boxes. So, I was kind of switching back and forth to use JAWS in the Task Manager and NVDA out.
Yeah, NVDA is. Smoother, but we were having trouble actually getting it to expand with our group.
I wonder if you refresh the screen with JAWS if maybe that would, because maybe it's refreshing and maybe it's screwing it up.
No. I was having trouble getting it to read the freaking
It doesn't tab. Read. It reads weird. It's if you use the say line command, that's what we Brian figured worked, and I was really happy about that because it made the level go a whole lot easier.
That would seem to work with NVDA. I used Windowize to get through that because the net logging program that I was using worked significantly better with it. So I just switched over here when I got through.
Open.
Yeah. And it works. It does read the task manager, so you just gotta know what to look for is the problem.
What were you guys doing in the task manager?
Well, you had to open that to get the memory, didn't you?
No, we didn't. We have a different place to go.
That's where they told us to do it, so that's what we did.
Oh, okay. We did it a different way. Okay.
How did y'all do it?
No wonder they finished so fast!
We went to Administrative Tools, because we're in Windows 7.
Oh, okay. That information's in there. Alright.
Do I hear a bit of bloating?
Yeah.
Bloating?
Sorry.
That crank slowing down again.
I could have launched a virtual machine, I guess.
Well, you could have. Alright.
So it's time for the grand reveal, is that they get to see what they've done. Which is
yes,
the cool part.
Do.
Makes it all worthwhile.
Okay, so we are going to go on to step 8. So now we want to make sure that our event viewer is active.
Oh, it's red now. Okay, now you stop the alert, it turns red here, it says.
Yep.
Apparently Aiden must not be the only one having connection errors.
No, Brian Moore's going to bed. Done. He's tired.
Oh no,
you're back. We thought you'd left. We thought you were gone to bed. Did you have a trouble with your internet?
Fucking jaws fucking open.
No, I was closing like mad. I actually, when we thought performance monitor went away, it was just a focus issue. I had 14 instances of performance monitor.
Holy shit.
My memory does now.
Yeah. Wow.
That
wasn't a very fair
memory.
Test, was it? Holy crap.
The recording is still going on.
Oh yeah, huh? Well, our recording
certainly isn't performing now. Good grief.
We're supposed to stop the memory
yeah.
counter.
Not the alert yet. Not the alert yet, because we're going to end up deleting it anyway.
Well, it says
oh, you guys did memory
alert
alerts.
Now it says stop the memory counter. Now.
Yeah,
you stop
it
ours.
Did. Once you've done, you're going to find the event viewer, and in that tree view, instead of choosing system, you're going to choose application this time. And you want the very first event in the list, you're going to... they say double-click it, I guess you're going to press enter, because...
Yeah.
Yeah, you can press enter on it, and it'll do its thing.
Then it says, does the event indicate that the available M bytes has tripped the threshold? And if you answered yes to the above question, what is the counter value that tripped it? And if you don't find one, click next until you find it, or if you don't have one, then ask your instructor for assistance and hopefully they'll help you.
What, Aiden?
Alright, but I do have to
I must
go,
be
so
behind.
Alright, sleep well.
Have a good night, bro. I've just played with my browsers and my memory's done weird things. So now I'm in the back
well,
in the performance
to.
Under alerts. So now
okay,
I
you
want to
find
well,
the
I hope it's done weird thing.
Yeah. You want to find memory counter? Oh, hang on. Oh, I broke something. I broke something.
What'd
after y'all were doing after y'all were supposed to open your browser and close it, you were supposed to stop the memory alert then, and I broke that. Sorry. It doesn't matter
yeah,
if you,
you
stop
yeah.
it
the
now
counter
then.
And the alert, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
yeah,
it doesn't matter when you do it. We were supposed to have done it earlier.
I've got to find some
So
food.
I basically start or stop the memory counter and the alert.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
Once you open and close your browser, you stop the stuff.
Pat, where are you?
I'm working on it. I'm still working with when you get the alert when you take away the memory, what are you gonna get?
Yeah. You don't have to finish. You can work on this later as well. This is just basically giving you tips on how to do it. So don't worry if you don't finish today.
I understand.
Pat, if you do need help, Pat, if you still have me on Skype, you can hunt for me. I should be around at some point. Either some point this weekend.
Yeah, he's a Windows
Thanks,
user,
Brian.
He can hook you up. Yay, Brian! You rock, as always.
Oh, the counter limit fell.
Yep, that's what you wanted.
Yep, it's going to.
I wonder why.
So, Aiden, have you seen that under the event viewer yet? Under application?
I'm gonna try and find some food. I am, like, super hungry and gonna, like, fall over and end up a shadow, so I'll be right back.
No, don't do that.
Good luck.
Have a good lunch.
You must not have eaten this morning. That sounds like the way I feel about my lunchtime. Like I'm going to fall over.
Okay, so we're looking into applications, and it said something about
uh-huh, applications. And then the first event at the very top, it should be. And you press enter on it. Now, does the description indicate that the available M bytes have tripped the alert threshold? It should.
Do they want
yep.
the counter for that, or do they want the actual number that it gives?
If you answered yes, what was the counter value that tripped the event, it says?
Oh, okay. Alright, I gotta go back and edit that. because I wasn't sure if they were just asking for what the counter name was.
Or well, yeah, I was going to say, it should give you a number in that event, I think.
Yeah, it does.
254!
Well, I'm sure it's lower
That's
than whatever
That's not much free memory.
Well, regardless of what it was, it certainly tripped the threshold, didn't it? So you want to fill that in. So has everybody that's gotten to this point found the event that gives that the answer to this question?
Yeah, it's the counter value. My counter value is 254.
Well, I don't know if that's, you know, just go ahead and write it down.
Mine was 115, so just probably depends.
And once you've entered that, close the event properties window, click OK. Now we're going to start undoing all of the madness that we've created. But they want it done in a specific way. So if y'all are ready to move on to that part.
Oh, in the event properties you click OK?
Yeah, once you've gotten that information, you hit OK in there.
I suppose we close the event viewer as well.
Don't close anything until they tell us to. Oh, this part, I forgot about. No, we're not undoing the madness yet.
Oh, God.
Now, we're going to go to your C drive, and you're going to find perf logs. That
I
folder
that
was created.
I knew that would come into play somewhere.
Yep.
I knew they wouldn't just click that for no reason.
No. And you want to double-click the memory
counter file. I thought that was the next step after we create the alerts
file.
And the...
No. We had to create stuff to put in there.
Yeah. Who put this folder in my C drive?
You told the computer to.
Is there only supposed to be one file in there?
Yep. So to open it, and then they want to know, what does the column on the right show?
Uh-oh.
Handy hint, there's a headings at the top. Because it's just a text delimited file, remember? That's what we told it to make. And so there's going to be a key that's going to show you what the delimited values signify. So you can use that. Because I kind of had the same, huh? And then I looked at it and said, oh.
So
everybody find
the
file?
Last number? It's only got
no, what does... No, look at the top of the file, and that will tell you what the numbers are. What they represent. And they want to know what the last set is. Or what that last column would be.
Well, the top says PDHTSV.
Yeah, what else
yeah,
is there?
That's what mine says.
Okay, look on the line below that.
A memory available megabyte, or mbytes. So
yeah, that's what's going to be in that last thing right there.
Alright guys, I'm out of here for the night. I'm gonna pack up and head home.
I'm back!
Pat, if you need help, hunt me down on Skype. I should be on at some point this weekend.
Thank you, Brian. Thanks, Brian.
So that last column is the available memory in megabytes. Are we all good on that?
I think I got it. It's in quotations, I think.
Yeah, that is correct, right, Grace?
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly what you
okay.
want.
All right. Now, in the next step, you're going to close the memory counter file, the perf logs folder, and the Windows Task Manager. Keep everything else open.
Funny they have you do it through Start My Computer, Drive C, perf logs. That's an interesting way to pull that up, but okay.
Well, some people's My Computer doesn't show on their desktop. All right.
So now we close the counter log
file. The perf
file.
Logs, the counter file, and the task manager. Keep your other windows open because we're going to start. Now we're going to start undoing the madness.
You don't have to do this, guys. You can just leave it if you ever want this stuff again. In fact, I didn't have them undo. I let them leave it there.
Oh, you
because
didn't?
They might want those okay. things again.
Do you want to keep them or do y'all want to get rid of them?
I'm going to get rid of them.
That's up to you guys. You want to get
I'm
rid of yours?
Keep my
okay.
Because I'm going to have somebody else do this.
Cool.
Are you crazy?
Long as you don't have your 3-year-old do it.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I had in mind. No, just...
yeah, that's when you want the virtual machine.
But if you want to undo it, there's directions in the lab. So
yeah, it'll actually
just read
your
lab and
do
undo it.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you look
it's
at step 10, it'll tell you how to do it. So yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, so we'll go ahead and break off there.
You guys are done.